Mishus Avimori, Loli Ma'asivin Chinchov Aleph, Sev Gimel, the Sugya of salting, food on Shabbos. That means last Chabur went through the Sugya of Mei Melech, of salt water, and today we're going through Melicha salting. Let me just to clarify the differences. By Mei Melech, we're putting one thing together with another to affect a third thing. That's making a new concoction for a third thing. You're doing an act of Melicha to affect the thing itself. That means putting salt into your chicken soup is discussing the sugya of melicha, not negating the sugya of making mei melech, but not coming to affect the third thing. The Gemara of Ches on Beis brings down four lines to negate the sugya of salting things. Starts with bringing down a brisa from Yehuda that a person cannot be moilech, snoing, and the beitzah of Shabbos. Brings down a machlokes, a bite, disagrees by the case of beitzah. And that might be passed like a baya that snoing is also, and the beitzah is mutter. What is the issa to salt things on Shabbos for? Says Rashi, when you do an act of salting, v'nasin koshin v'avi tikkun. If they get it of ma'abed, they make something hard, and therefore it's a tikkun. Quotations of Ayin Heim Beis on the sigil of Ein Ma'abed Ba'eichlin, he has a question, either no ibud, why in the world there should be an isser of salting. So Tosfos is an isser de Rabbanon. That means even though there's Ein ibud, that's deraisa, but the Rabbanon we hold is an isser. That's how Kamaru Shem go the isser of salting in Shabbos, mitzvah the sigil of ma'abed. Atzal Hashani, coming to Rambam, he says the issue is b'nei shenir k'klivus kvoshim. Looks like you're doing an act of soaking, pickling, marinating, and therefore this act of kvisha in and of itself is also mitzvah the sugya of bishul. Therefore, since let's make it a two-stage level, salting is also otter kvisha, kvisha is also otter bishul. That's why you cannot salt things on Shabbos. That means salting is also otter the issur of kvisha itself. And therefore, those who shouldn't go like the Mahalach, the Rambam, there are other Mahalachim, Rebbe of Paris says, of Nechol, the Ritzvah says, Mechzik Mesakin, but in Ikku, we have two main Mahalachim in our Sugyo. One, we have Rashi Vesayosoi, it's on the Sugyo of Ma'abed. We have Rambam Vesayosoi, and it looks like the Sugyo of Kvisho. Now, to analyze how this happened over here, then Be'etzim, in our Sugyo, there are three Isurim. There's an Isur of making Hilmi. There's the issue of Mei Melech Azin, and there's the issue of Melicha. Three things. All three, according to Rashi, once you hold in Ibud Ba'eichlin. However, there's the issue of the Rabbanim of doing Ibud. Therefore, Rashi says all three is Nichol Negedah Ma'abed. That means the issue of Hilmi, what's more the case of Ma'at, says Rashi, is Ma'abed. Mei Melech Azin, says Rashi, is Ma'abed. And the Sugya of Melicha, is the Sugya of Ma'abed. However, came on the Rambam. He seems to understand the sugya of Ayin Heim Beis Kepashas Ein Ibud Ba'eichlin Bechlal and not Rabbanon and not Deraiso. Therefore, for all three situations, you have to come on to a Nayar Isser, a new reason why to answer it. Therefore, negate to the sugya of Hilmi, he says, why is it Osir? He says the words Kamalech Zatavshul, a Shvush of Bishul. The Isser of the case of Mei Melech Azim, he says, Nichol Negedah of Nir Kamayrus, making this brime over here. And the Isser of Melicha, he says, Nir Kekovish Kavoshim. That means he came to argue on the Sugya Ma'abed. Therefore, came along and said three separate Yisurim over here. Which now leads to the Paiskim. How do they Paskin over here? That means the way how the Bach, he says, even though the Machab brings down Losh Nirabam, says the Bach, Kola Go'inim, Paskin like Rashi Ma'abed, and the Rambam is a Das Yochid. The words of Magarom, he brings down the Bach, his Losh is Kola Paiskim, say the Issim inside the Sugya Ma'abed, and therefore the Chayodim, the Kitzah, only bring down the Sugya inside the idea of Ma'abed. They weren't like Rashi, like it went by the case of Mei Melech on Sipayz. Atzal Hashani, the Mechaber switched. The Mechaber Sipayz, he came along and said, by the case of Hilmi Mei Melech, the Sugya of Ma'abed. Yet, over here, come along and says, the Loch is, like the Rambam, near the Sugya of Kvisho. Now, when we grapple, why did he switch? Once he agrees there is an Issa Ma'abed, and this is the Rabbanon, so why did not stick to the Sugya like Rashi? So the Prima Godim, in Mishpazoy, says, hey, he wants to explain, that true agrees about this ma'abed ba'eichlin, but to say the issa when you sold something and you eat it right away looks like the act of ma'abed. Ma'abed means to do a process to the leather, to the skin, to the scheft over here. If you can eat it right away, how in the world can it look like the act of ma'abed? Therefore, for this reason, came along the mechabani switches and says echnami the issa over here but it's not near to the sugya of kvisha. But once he agrees to the sugya of ma'abed, says the Prima Godim, what's nafkamino? Nafkamino will be the halachah and zepay, l'niach will come to aser inside the sugya of ma'abed. Kvigwiza is ma'abid ba'ichlam, not like the Rambam. So again, we have a second malach. Machaba went. Meister, we have ba'ikvah's Rambam seem to go. Machaba by Austin Sif Gimel, he says, in near Kavash and Kavash Otto Bishel. That means he switches when he said in Sif Beis, which is the question why he switched for. Once he holds his ma'abid, says the people got him because he did not appreciate or understand how could be ma'abid when he sold the things to Edel Alter. How could be ma'abid? So he greases is Ibn Ba'ichlan, but not the Sakimto. We have to come on to new Isser, near Kikvisha.
Can you be over two things,
ma'abid
and Bishop?
Oh, come on, place game. There they go. They were over both of them. Ma'isa, we have Rashi, you will see also. And the words of Makavram and the Bach is called the Oidim and called Paiskim. And yet we have the Machaba, the preacher, came along and switched over here. They said that the idea is beside the Rabbim, Mr. Yosai. Therefore, Lavush and the Shavuos Yaakov and the Shulchan Shlomo and the Graz and the Ben Shchai, they come along and Paskin, the Choshev of both. And therefore, the simple bottom in the new prints over here, they came along as Choshev of both. That means it's Choshev from when you go to the old prints. And the, those who go are Choshabis and the Piskat Shuvas, the Choshev of both. Simon Tzad, the Sugah of Ma'abed, and Simon Tzad, the Sugah of Kvisha. He'll learn the sugya again. He come out with maybe a better clarity when you get older. You get older, you have more ideas, and you know better, and you always samech on the old generation is no more. Now, they do point out the Mishavua is a little bit not clear how he paskins. There is a Mishavua in Sivkot and Yugimel. His words are, Mishol Mokum Dover, She'ina Darki Lichvosh Shari. Something that's not a dark to an act of Kvisha's mutter. Quoting a pre-Modem. The mevuch among the achoyim, how in the world do you say that for if he's chayshish for both? The mishbura sounds like he holds the loch is we go after kvisha and that's it, not ma'abed. The problem is, first of all, the words of Bach among Avam is kol goyim kol paiskim. Boy, they point out the numerous mishburas do not seem to go the way, seem to be chayshish also inside the sugya ma'abed. Among the achoyim, they all grapple with mishbura and most of them just end up at tzarechian. It's not clear how the mishbura went, if he really holds that we're not chayshish for ma'abed or not. The nafkamina between whether you go with Rashi or the Rambam, speak out a couple of nafkaminas. One, the Bach says, let's say a case you sold each one by itself. According to the Rambam, it does not look like an act of kvisha. Instead of sugim abed, it'll be also. So the Rambam be a case of a kulo. Says the Bach brought down with the Magarum a second nafkamina. Let's say you sold two of them together. According to the Rambam, it'll be nichla together of kvisha, mash enkein. That's according to those who hold the sugim abed. A third nafkmina, the Taz, brought down with the Mishabura, we put yain and other mashkin inside chaymitz, and now it changes the chaymitz into more chaymitz over here. According to the Rambam, it looks like the act of kfisha, changing the most of the dough will be osir. It's a ma'abed, there's no ma'abed happening over here, it'll be mutter. A fourth nafkmina, can you use sugar as a preservative? Says the B'chaim, no, it really depends what sugar you're coming from. If you're coming inside the sugar of the Rambam, the act of kfisha, it's changing it. Over here also, maybe inside sugar might be a problem. It's some abed, maybe not. We'll get to my colleagues upon this. That's true or not. A fifth nafkamino, the way that the Taz says over, the portion explained the Taz, it would, in case you don't want to store bustle and niach, that's cooked already, the loch and zefei, sound like the Taz being my colleagues, according to the Rambam. Verse Rashi over here. A sixth nafkamino, does adding shem as a work, said Archa Shulchan, will be my colleagues, according to the Rambam, yes, according to Rashi, no. So if we have nafkaminas, some of them, a lot of them, you can argue if it's true that there's a real nafkamino, but each one I said in my makar for who said this nafkamino, you asked the Rambam, Allah l'maisa, we pass him both. We make a go, we have to worry about mitzvah the sugya of kvisha, we have to worry about mitzvah the sugya of ma'abed. Now, to start to go through the cases practically, this first is one you saw you have to start with, is that
you mentioned six nafkaminas.
I said five. Six. You're following along. There's six straight. I went straight down the list. Now, to finally get over here, so first, when I went to the sugya of Melicha, I've asked numerous times, you're selling the sugya, so where's the heter? Right? Because no one does it. No one knows it's halacha. So first of all, there's no heter. It's a sort of deal. You have to know the klum, how to get around it. But my sin is, this is the salt your vegetables on Shabbos. There's no heter. One of those things I do not know why people do not seem to know, and it's very easy to take care of. Very easy. Why in the world people do not know this halacha? Don't know. Now there is a Sefer Kitzur Hilcha Shabbos. He comes along with a mahalach. People seem to think do not know this halacha, you cannot sell vegetables on Shabbos. Vegetables on Shabbos. Can you salt vegetables on Shabbos? People do not seem to know that there is an Isser. And the question is why? And again, every time I learn the sugya, every time people come over, so where's the heter? I do not know of a heter. There are ways how to matter it with klolim. But the Yisrael Shabbai is also to salt vegetables. That's the klolim. Again, it's also with ways around it. But that means the etzim, it should be, it's a ksor nidia, there is an is over here, which has to be dealt with. Now, we'll have to deal with everything. That means we have to deal with step by step. Now, there is a sefer, Kitzur Hilchos to Shabbos, we oppose it. He wants his taina, that to miyashu the minig ha'olam, that salting for taste is not nichol in the issa of chazal of the issa of salting.
Who said that?
We have posed Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos. My father has a black sefer with the two nerus on top. That's my father's sefer. So over there, that sefer, he says the ma'aser for taste is mutter.
Why else would you salt?
No, that I know that is the heter. Lema'aser, that's not the pashas apaiskim. The chodashoni disagrees. Rav Simcha Bonim in the new prints and in the old prints, both times he brings it down in his footnotes. In the old prince, he writes it's against all streams of Paiskim. The new ones, he writes, I went around to all Gdeli Yisrael, and everyone disagreed. No one agreed with opposing. Everyone said there's no such heter over there. E.F. Shalahokal is the words of Simcha Bonim in this footnote, that we don't have this heter of a taste.
Ink is
that.
He has only in the latest edition, not the first.
And in the first, again, he quotes it in the old edition and the new one, and in Shabbos Home and Shabbos Kitchen, and the new one and the old one. Three different forums. And the Maisi, each one in the footnote, they come along and says, the Stephen Sapaiskim is not this way. So the only thing was Maisi of the new prince, that yes, all the Gdolim, every Gdol disagrees. Fine. So my said again, we have an is over here. We have certain klolim. This is Amoy Nam does not seem to understand. The Maisa is very similar to Akir with the case of Shemin. Let's go through the Gedorim and then the cases. First, what is the Gedor of Ma'abed? So we had a Machlikis in the Sugya and the Gator, Beitzah, Chizkiah, and Abayo. What's the Machlikis? So the Prima Gonim writes in Mishpat Zov, Sikon Aleph, and Sikon Hei. Machlikis is Lechura, is Nichol the Gedor of Ma'abed. And therefore, by the egg, it affects it over here. Mashen Kvisha, no one does Kvisha debates him, therefore be mutter. Niv Machlikis, Chizki and Abayas, Gufa the Machlikis, Rashi and the Rambam. Chidush of the Prima Godim. Therefore says the Prima Godim, the Mechab is Lashitosai. He came along and says, what is the Issa by salting as Kvisha? Kvisha, therefore, there's no Issa by Beitzim. Therefore, the Maisa is Mekel on Beitzim. They point out, first of all, what do you do with Roy Pleskim? Again, Losh in the Bach and the Magavram, Makol Pleskim, Kol Goinim, hold the Issa is Mitzad Ma'abed. Yet they come along to Matur Beitzim. The Chuan, not like the Pima Godim. So what's the story to Mechalik? It's come along to Shvos Yaakov, which was brought down by the Shai Chubai author, Mehativ, and others on the page. He discusses that Be'etzem, what Ma'abed, when you sell things, can be doing two separate things. One case is when you sell things, you have an onion, you have a radish. These things can have charifis, can have mariris, can be sharp, can be bitter. You put salt on top of it, it helps and affects the bitterness, it takes away the bitterness, it takes away from the onion, the sharpness over here. It helps it. That means even during the week when people eat onions, a lot of people put salt on top of it. Mitzad, not only the taste, but also affects the texture and the taste of it. Mitzad the bitterness, Shabbai. That's one thing salt does. A second thing salt does, it also changes the texture. The words of the Taz, quoting Rashi, Neskasha, makes it harder. Words of the Graz, he says it makes it either harder or makes it softer. Either one. Besides for taking away the bitterness, it also changes the texture. Says Shvos Yaakov, the machlokes between Chizkiah and Abaye is, what are we worried about? Are we worried about only changing the bitterness, the charifas, and the meriris? Then if so, only by the case negate an onion is also. If we were about changing the texture, even the case of an egg should be also. Kamali Shvos Yaakov says, we're only worrying about the bitterness, only the bitterness, and that's why Paskin the Beitz of the Maisa's mutter. I Rashi says in this kasha makes something hard. Yeah, because Rashi can be Huda Shita. Not how we pass it like a bio. So the Shvus Yaakov has his mahalach that says we're only going to worry about changing the charifas and meriris and not the texture. Who disagrees? The Taz. The Graz, the Mishnah Berurah, Shulchan Shleima, Par Meiris, Kitzur, they're all coming to say, what is the definition of Ma'abed? Either one. They're very clear, they hold. The definition is the chilik, whether changing the bitterness, the sharpness, like Tishvas Yaakov, plus, they say, also changing the texture. Again, the words of Mishmuah, this kasha coming from the words of Rashi, and the words of the grass says, Ladafka, making it hard, like a cucumber, doesn't make it harder to put salt, but you still get very flimsy, makes it very soft. Changing the texture, harder or softer, is nichle category of ma'abed. You're talking about chalikas by the case of a beitza. So maybe you could say, we didn't test it this time, but I've tested salted eggs with a lot of salt on top of the eggs. The amount of water that comes out is a little bit of drop. Is that changing the texture not? Ulai. So one thing, ulai, yeah, one thing, ulai not. Could be maybe that's the machlokes. How much is changing the texture when a drop of water comes out? Yesh lozen. Maisa comes out, osla locha, we hold any tikkun is ma'abed. That means we hold what's the definition of ma'abed to aser any tikkun, either the bitterness and the sharpness, or the texture making harder or softer.
So do we salt eggs?
Yeah, we do. Machaba says we're allowed to. Why do we do? Because it doesn't, again, don't take away the bitterness and the sharpness. And the amount of water, the drop that comes out, doesn't seem to be, we're not machshavit mitzad sugya ma'abed. Now, that's the gate to ma'abed. Amount of melech to put upon, how much is melech? The words of the Chodeshani, Yushai, Blitzki, and others, even a little bit, even a mashu, even a kol shu, you're putting on to affect it, that's coming to affect it. That's the shir. Now, to get to cases, what are the correct thing to go to? Is again, once we have two sugyas covers kavushal and looks like being pickling things, you have to go to Merkez Chamutzim, go to the stone gula, go look in the shelf and see what they pickle. Anything they pickle on Shabbos will have a bayat of salt. Negate to ma'abed.
So egg has no effect.
What? A salt? Why are you putting on for it if it doesn't have any effect?
Taste.
So it also, that taste also affects it.
It makes it softer.
It'll either take away the bitterness or the sharpness or the softness. Either one.
Pulls out the flavor.
Any ticking.
Doesn't take care of sharpness, just pulls out the flavor.
It also should affect a little bit. It should do both. Now, to get to kvisha, what is nichlen kvisha? You should go to the store and look at the shelves. Anything they pickle, you can't salt. Certain things are very clear, but anything they have there, that you can't salt. To get to ma'abed, what should you go do? Very simple. You should go test it. Take vegetables, cut them up, pour salt on top, like we did on Thursday, buy all different vegetables. The negate to change the texture, we saw the cucumber was as flimsy as can be, the tomato changes a lot over here, the pepper also changes, the onion really got very soft, but did not even need that. Takes out the meiros, either one, nechle get a ma'abed. So the best thing we should do is really just go to the store and check, and go check yourself, negate sugim ma'abed. What comes out, as far as I can tell, there are certain cases that everyone agrees mutzal kuliyama, certain cases la osla kuliyama, and a lot of cases that are mavucha. The cases that are mutzal kuliyama that you can't salt, at least the altar, is anything that's cooked. Any meat that's cooked, no problem. Eggs that are cooked, no problem. Fish that's cooked is no problem. Vegetables, potatoes, all these things that are cooked are no problem. Why? Mice, when they salt it, does not change the texture over here, does not take away the marias over here, do not do an active kfish over here, so all the klum, there's no reason to answer it. However, we'll get to Loch and Sevav, Nigel, to pull them Doshim that are cooked. Over there, with this Klipossim coming to Asher, we'll have to get to the Gedda why that's so, how to apply it. Nigel to Cholim to Ukadoimo. And also, the Loch and Sefei, things that are cooked, Laniach will be also. Well, the definition of Laniach is also we'll have to get to Loch and Sefei. But otherwise, to cook, salt anything at the meal right away to eat, that's not a problem when it's cooked already. What's Oslo Kuliyamo? Well, there basically are a couple of groups. Onions, scallions, radishes, these all have charifas to it. And when you salt it, take out the charifas and also your pickle, avadat zasar. Things like cabbage, cucumbers, people pickle them all the time, avadat zasar. Now the Taz HaPosh can bring down a case of shum, garlic. Now who exactly pickles or salts garlic? So they point out, when you pickle things, what do you put inside? In your cucumbers, you put inside garlic. It's one of the agents that you end up pickling. Therefore, it's used for pickling. Therefore, you cannot salt garlic. That's the case of Lekuli Alma that is osir. A third group is the Mavucho. Different cases that are not clear. So, let's go through different situations. First, you take an avocado. Can you lemaisa salt it? Avocado. The Chudashoni, at least in the new prints, in the Mizrael, they want taina. No one does kvisha. No one pickles avocados. The avilamaiser should be mutter. Now, to me, a little bit, it's hard to understand because if you put salt on top of avocado, a lot of water comes out. It gets very, very soft. It changes the texture over here. I see one sefer called the Chodeshani in the old prince. The maaser that he wants to answer it. Now, the big down of the asher that he, the maaser, he asked it. The person who asked him writes in brackets, but I'm not sure if he knew what avocado was. That's the person himself wrote. You should know why that's so. Myself, I don't understand how you can match avocado. You put it on salt. Again, a lot of water comes out. Gets very soft. Again, that's the mamash case of my abate that changes the texture over here. A second case. We're saying betim lemaiser are mutter. We're saying all onions lemaiser are osir. So let's say you make eggs and sibyl. Eggs and maiser mutter, sibyl, onions are osir. You mix them together, you want to put salt on top of it. Is that mutter or is that osir? Because you're affecting the eggs, which are mutter. You're affecting the onions, which are osir. So b'nei Shabbos, nishma Shabbos, Rabibiyat, you want to come along a taino, a piece of sorrow. True eggs and maiser mutter. But who said it's graft to roiv? They did a bittel over here, a bittel roiv. The mice are affecting the onions. The mice should be ulcer. The Rosh Hashanah says we go after roiv, and avos the mice want to tie more than roiv. The ikit tafshul is the eggs. The onions really are a tuffel over here. Come on, it's not the yisoid over here, and the salt is more mitzvah to give the taste. He wants to argue.
Oil in it. It makes a difference.
What?
You put oil in it.
Oh, come on, the Paiskim, they say, the Chura, a way around this question is either have mayonnaise or oil, except now you get a mouth to give lush. Now, the Chodeshani says, how much oil and mayonnaise, the mayonnaise mice is oil-based, right? That's what mayonnaise is oil-based. Therefore, it should work with the sugar of oil. Just how much? Chodeshani says, not clear how much. Usually, if you put enough oil and mayonnaise to affect it, then you put salt afterwards, not be a problem. Just negate to the sugar of lush. You'll have an issue. You'll have to know how to take it with the sugar of lush and Shabbos.
What about cooked vegetables?
Cooked is no problem, we said already. Anything cooked, the salt, the alter is mutter l'nich l'av against the fei. Negate carrots. So simple bottom. Ravibi had to bring down very simple. Do we pickle carrots? Yes. To change the texture? Yeah, you have all the time you marinate. There's chaymit inside and you eat it with vinegar. Avada you have it. Yeah, and coleslaw has it inside carrots also, for sure you do. But all you can see is soften, you take carrots, you put salt on top of it, it changes the texture.
How much oil do you need to put in?
What?
How much oil does
it? Oh, we'll get to that also. We'll get to that. We didn't get to the head of oil yet. We'll first go in the case, then get to the head of oil. Now, chora carrot should be osir. Somehow, Karp comes along and says carrots lemaiser are mutter. I don't understand chora why. Again, both as far as the chora applies, chora should be osir in case of carrots.
Does it become softer?
Salter, you'll see. It gets softer. Try it. Again, I tried it. Go ahead, try it. Another case is something called salatin. Salatin brought down the Mishnah. What is salatin? So the Targum, by every Mishnah, says, Alei Chasa. You don't want to trust the Targum. Look at the Kishon Aruch. The Kishon Aruch writes Chasa. That means when the Magen Avraham says salatin means Chasa. Now, when you salt, anyone pickle Chasa? No one pickles Chasa. No one marinates it to change the of the lettuce. When you salt it, does any water, anything changes the texture? So we salt it one time. For 3 hours, nothing came out. Zero. The guy told me I salted one place and did the leaves after the stalks. So I salted the stalks. So a drop of water came out. Then people tell me I used wrong things. There's different types of lettuce out there. There's romaine lettuce and there's iceberg lettuce. And different things do different ways coming out. So fine, I'm not clear. The mice says somehow the Mishmur, I've asked it. Magavam asked it. I see this form, I have a hard time why that's so. That means the Act of Kvisho that I've shown already wrote a few hundred years, no one's doing the Act of Kvisho. To change the, take away the bitterness. Interesting, the Nash Shalom says it takes away the bitterness of the lettuce. Mm-hmm. The Shuas Yaakov, the Mincha Shabbos says it does not take away the bitterness. They live back at the same time, and the Mitzvahs take away the bitterness. Could be that they're discussing different lettuces. Maybe romaine is different than iceberg. Maybe the stalks are different than the leaves. I don't know. I'm a little bit confused why in the world would come along to ask lettuce. The reason why we would know it to ask her, because the Mishnah Berurah says so. Magen Avraham says so. Otherwise, if you learn the Svara, it's very hard to understand why the soul coming to ask our lettuce that a person cannot salt it on Shabbos. But my son, as they state, that's what we do. We get to cucumbers, raw ones. So my son, we have a clear Magen Avraham, brought down by the Mishnah and the Paiskim. The number one, do we pickle it 100%? We have cucumber salad. Void, come on the Shvus Yaakov and says, who takes away the bitterness? He says, when you have the peels on top of it, you salt it, it takes away the peels, it takes away the bitterness, therefore it's ulcer. Therefore, all Paiskim say a person cannot salt cucumbers on Shabbos. Unless you get a shemen. But otherwise, you can't salt cucumbers. That's a vadai. Now they discuss. Maybe that's tafka whole cucumbers. What about cooked cucumbers? Come on, Shomazam, brought down in the Shmir Shabbos, some Luam and Shochan Shleimo. They want Tainak, no one does kvisha to the act of something that's cut. People only do kvisha when the whole cucumber is lafam chamutzim a whole and not case of cut. So they point out, first the Oriz in Shochan Shleimo says, maybe that was his days when he said that 40 years ago. They say, first of all, the fact is, now we buy cut cucumbers if you want, that also lafam chamutzim not cut. V'oid, people do cucumber salad, which are cut, and then you marinate it. Why they point out, you put salt on top of it, it changes the texture. So we do kvisha, we do ma'abed. So the chura, there's no svar to be made, but manazeh. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman himself says, yesh lodin, what he was just referring to. And again, a piswarsh, by the chura, but manazeh, avada cut should be also. A third case of cucumbers is peeled cucumbers. Come on, Lishus Yaakov, he wants taina, the whole reason the asalts, taking away the bitterness. When it's peeled, there's no bitterness, there's no peels there. Therefore, it's mutter. Therefore, Rabbi Yaakov quotes Lishus Yaakov, peel the mice's mutter. They point out, l'chor, that's a Shos Yaakov. We do not pass like him. We hold change the texture. Voy l'chor bezmanazer, things that are peeled. Do we, when you make cucumber salad, how exactly do we make it? Everyone knows cucumber salad, I think it's cucumbers, onions, chaymits, and salt. How do we make it? So, Lubavitch cookbook writes, peel cucumbers, slice them very thin, place slice in bowl, and sprinkle with salt. Lubavitch cookbook, first words, peel cucumbers. Underlined. Well, that's how you go do it. So my said we do an active kvisha to it. Void, l'chora, it changes the texture. And therefore, b'nei mazil, b'nei chodeshani, a race from a say, whether they're peeled, whether caught, all cucumbers, mice, and salt, and shamus is also, unless you get to the case of shemen, what to go do over here. The geta tomatoes, also this cost. Now, it used to be when you pickle tomatoes, when you go to the store of Merkaz Chamutzim, it used to be green tomatoes. My father used to do green tomatoes. Therefore, vada greener also. The question is, what about red? A red tomato is nichel in the issur of salting. So, those who want taino, the issur of liashu. Liashu says tomatoes are osur. They told him they only pickle green, not red. If that's so, fine, red lamaisa is mutter. And therefore, Shmir Shabbos, maisi wants to say it's mutter, Zolbashin, others want to say it's mutter. Maisi, they point out two things. First of all, today they do pickle red. Go to the store, you'll see red ones that are pickled. They have them. Go to the store, we'll see. Maisi, they have them. That's number one. Number two, they point out, even if none do a kvisha, what happens to mitzvah sigam aved? They change the texture. You salt them, you see, it gets very flimsy, very soft, and therefore, asma aved should be a problem. It changes the texture over here. Whether it's niskashu or nisrachi, says the grass, like you can build the mice, should be also over here. I don't know. There are two sides. Don't know.
It's just an unripe tomato, no?
What?
It's an unripe tomato or green tomato, no?
The red ones that they pickle?
No, the green ones are unripe.
The green ones are unripe, correct. Those are unripe. That's another question. You want to, someone wants to say, like, plug, like. So the mice, again, to those who, the mice come up to be makele, I have a hard time with, especially with the man as same thing to get to cut tomatoes, that those who want taino, cut tomatoes, who exactly goes, pickles them. The mice, the first one, Abid applies, and the mice, we do pickle them as man as it does, says the Vosner. The mice, even by cut tomatoes, it says it changes the texture, says Vosner, the mice is also. I don't care whether or not we pickle cut or not, whether cut red ones. Who cares? The mice, they change the texture, change the texture.
Just a correction. The Babaji cookbook said before Shabbos,
This is disgusting. People would say you make cucumber salad without peeling it. So the first thing is, I'm pointing out, so a bunch of people are trying to tell me we don't, when you make cucumber salad, we don't peel it. So in the cookbook writes, peel cucumbers. We do peel it. And then we make cucumber salad. They get to, my best Israelis and Americans. Yeah, no, the Israelis don't seem to peel it, and the Americans seem to peel it. Mice, they get to peppers. Also, can a person salt it? So the Urcha Shabbos somehow comes along and says a pepper, the mice, you let us salt. Not sure why, the mice, is it go to the Merkaz Chamutzim, it's only pickled over there, number one. Or you just salt it over there. My father does. You put it inside. It's the peppers inside all these with salt pickles and peppers there. My father, I see him do it. Void, it changes the texture. You salt it. It's very flimsy. It draws out water, makes it very flimsy. Changes the texture. Therefore, Rav Karp, if you never know his derech, writes, "Uishi misha kosev lahater." if you know Rav Kopp, he's always coming to say that against Aruch Shabbos, that someone coming to us, he says, I don't understand, it's also going to all time him. He's come to argue the Aruch Shabbos, he says, either this way, that way, there's no way to match it over here. Therefore, the numerous places you say, pepper should be ulcer. Now, once we have all these different vegetables, let's take now a regular standard Torah salad. What's the look in that case? Usually, let's assume what we have in this case over here, we have tomatoes, we have lettuce, we have cucumbers, we have onions, we have peppers. Says the Aruch Shabbos, what do? We go after Reuv. Says the Shmuel Kamnetsky, the Maisa, if some of them in the Maisa are glass salt, so Maisa, just like Shemin works, this also works. Now, the idea, first of all, that you go after Reuv, I mentioned this now five things. Father, see, all five are Aser, right? Can the standard thing is tomatoes, lettuce, for some other reason, we Aser, cucumbers, Maisa, Aser, onions, Aser, peppers, Aser. I think any standard Torah salad, anyway, does not have anything that is even mutter. Void, why in the world go after Reuv for? I see solding things that get affected should be also. Therefore, the Issa of Chaim Kineski and the Issa of Chodashoni and of Karp and of Issa Berkus personally, he says, what are you talking about? I see solding things that have the Issa. There's no head, there's no bit of Reuv over here, there's no din over here. A Bada that gets affected should be also. So, fine, so we have. We'll get to the head there again. These are, you have to know, people do not seem to know there's an Issa. The Issa applies to not every vegetable we have today. That's raw. Now, in this Isser, Shabbai Kamal Mitaz, and he says, just like we're saying by vegetables is Isser, Mitzal Sugo of Nir Kovish Kavoshim, says that Pilar Rambam Hudin by liquids will also be Isser. That means a person who takes mashkin, let's say takes wine, and puts it inside Chaimitz, turn it into Chaimitz, also that also will be Isser. That means a Chiddush Kamal Mitaz says, if you're like Rashi, won't be an Isser of changing wine into Chaimitz. But once you go like the Rambam, that putting wine into chaimetz and changing chaimetz is nichol neisser. We're talking about the mishbuah. He says the mishbuah. A second reason why to aser, he quotes the Yad Aaron mitzad sugyo of the nichol. Now we're saying over here to change things into chaimetz is aser. What about putting water into chaimetz? That means what is the ged over here? Is the ged because one we know you leave wine out for a while it itself changes into chaimetz. And therefore, to put wine into chaimitz, there's like a callus and quickens the process over here. That's the isser. Or the side is, you add making more chaimitz. You're putting water inside, making more chaimitz. That means the two ways how to understand is nafkamina, you're allowed to put water into chaimitz. That means the way the chodshanim, shalmazam, and shmir shabbos, they come along and say the isser is wine, it's a catalyst. It's that time you're making more chaimitz. The wine changes into chaimitz. That's the isser. Now I'm making more. Atzad Hashani. No, you're making more chaimitz over here. Marsham, what? Shulchan Shlomo, the one from 300 years ago, dying from mere little, right? Mere little. Midrash Shabbos, Marsham, they come on kinder, adding water itself be also. Fine, you can argue the point. Even on the tzad to be mekel, the person might say, let's say you can't put water inside because nothing's happening per se, just diluting it better. What are you doing? You're not coming to make more chaimitz, you're diluting the chaimitz. That's the side of the heter. Shtakisor to matter it. Can you make a cocktail drink on Shabbos? Meaning, when you person has vodka and put orange juice inside, standard drink, what exactly is happening? Is the orange juice just diluting the vodka? Or if you know, you leave orange juice out for a couple of days or weeks, it has a nice kick to it. So now, when you put the orange juice inside the vodka, it's a vodka catalyst to change the orange juice that way to have the nice mixing the orange juice taste with it, with the kick to it. What's happening over here? Any bikim? What exactly is happening?
I think it would spoil faster.
I don't know if it's spoiling it. Again, what exactly is happening? Will be Oslo Kuliyama or Dr. McKinley Kami Mekel? I'm not clear what's happening. People in the past have argued what exactly is happening. Maybe more, falls down here right now. You have to ask him. Fine. Get a nice shout out. Fine. But the question is, what exactly is happening? The question is, can you do that on Shabbos? Do you have a heter to take vodka and put orange juice inside? Nochle makilim. Nochle machmimi even have a harder time to understand. People make cocktail drinks on Shabbos. What exactly is a heter? Yesh lot. Maisa, there is a chasnish. He said, I'll bring you a raya at a certain time of the motor. How can you put water inside wine? We dilute it. Why do I dilute it? He says, no, why? Diluting is mutter. It's not changing the essence. So Chanush seems to understand, as stark as Sfara, diluting something but etzim is mutter.
Yeah, but why is that cup?
Like lemon juice butter and tea.
Yeah, no catalyst over here. When there's a catalyst, that's the issue. The Taz is discussing a case of a catalyst. If that's so, you have to know when you make certain cocktail drinks, what exactly is happening. I'm not sure what orange juice inside vodka is. Again, a lot of people told me it's a catalyst. If so, it should be also on Shabbos. A catalyst is a goyim. Is that goyim? What? I mean, again, orange juice you leave out, it'll eventually change into the sour thing. So what exactly is happening over here? Well, in my, this is the Isser we have over here. Now, in the Isser, what is the Hatter? Kamal Paisi is called the idea of giving Shemin there. Now, the way how they bring it down, the Taz and the Mogavram and the Shmuel, it's interesting, they bring it down Derech Agav. They bring it down, somehow, the Moin Am seems to be making, they make this cucumber dip over here, that should be Osir. Asalim Utschus, Lamaisi, put Shemin right afterwards, it'll be Mutter. That means they bring down this Hatter Derech Agav. Where's it coming from? Says the Mogavram, it's like a Buisi in the Mishnah. B'yasi, by the case of Mei Melech, says Shemin works. We come along and take a B'yasi to the case of Melichada, also Shemin works. To Melam, it's close to the Tzibur, and even afterwards. So first, the simple reading of these Paiskim over here, again, the Taz, Makavon, Mishabuah, Numas, Achanim, go this way. Number one, Shemin works. And number two, Shemin works even Miyad Achakach. That means we know that in the Mishnah says that Shemin has to be done before you make the product of Mei Melech. Do it afterwards. Also, here works Miyad Achakach. The Maisel, come on, Numa Sachar, and they point out, first of all, do we pass like a B'yasi that Shemin works? By the case of Mei Melech. Mishmur says, Yesh Makilim and Sepeis. Yet a Machloikis, Shaitin being down a Machloikis. To take a B'yasi on Sepeis and Sif Gimel, that itself is not that simple. Even Sepeis and Machloikis, do we pass like a B'yasi or not? By the case of Mei Melech Merubah.
Sounds more
time
to be
mekel
because we're saying even
miyad achakach. They point out, make it even worse. What right to say miyad achakach? That means the whole Mogavram is saying it's a b'yasi. The ichgashu, what right miyad achakach? They have a command that's forming down. That's if you said the chodeshani. If you read them slowly, they're going onto miyad shem minig olam. But vada, what you should do is do it not miyad achakach for two reasons. One is to get a b'yasi, do it beforehand. That's the mishnah. And void, if you do achakach, usually you forget. If you know you can't put in salt until you put in oil, you put in oil. If you do miyad achakach, the minhag olam is things you have to do afterwards we forget about. So therefore, we should do it beforehand. So all this farmer say, the mice, the correct and obvious is when you put shemen, which is the heter, which you do paschal like, make sure you should put it in before you put in the salt and then afterwards. If you forget, mice afterwards work. Now, how much shemen? It's not clear. No one says in the page. So Kamal Khadashani comes to define it. He says very simple. Anything with the melech is not be mashbiya so much, that's the real case of why it's mutter. Which didn't explain that much over here. Before what the getter is, what would you do be may hurl to affect it? That means people have tossed salad during the week. People put oil on during the week. They put a teaspoon. It affects a little bit. How? I don't know why. Somehow they say it affects it. That amount, whatever you do during the week, for your toss salad, that affects the shemen who did on Shabbos. That's the chur the getter. What would you do during the week, not mitzad hilchu Shabbos, that you think affects it? Now, saying shemen works. What about other mashkin?
So come on. The doctor kind of shemen that every single piece has shemen.
Whatever you would do during the week, that's what you have to do, and you think it affects it. The same thing on Shabbos.
Does it mix a little salad?
Whatever you do during the week, how you think it affects it, that's how you think the get it is for Shabbos. Now, what about other mashkin? So again, shemna works. Kamal lim chayim no, and plus coming down, water, a lot of water also works. The same idea, just like mayim, somehow takes away the shemen, is machlash shekoyecha the melech. Who did the water is also machlash shekoyecha the melech. Same idea. Now, that says the kishon aruch. If you put chaymitz and melech, chaymitz is a problem. Melech is a problem, but together, each one counteracts the other one. The chaymitz together with melech, says Shmir Shabbos, or Latin, others, the mice is also mutter, it takes away the koyach of doing the act of either kvisho or the act of ma'abit. Now, here we're discussing the act of salting the gets of salt. What about other spices? So, first case to discuss is sugar. Sugar also nichel in this iser. That means, everyone knows, I think, sugar is a preservative. That means you buy cans of fruit that are preserved, there's a lot of sugar inside. It's a natural preservative. So ma'abed keeps things around. So sugar, is that the problem also? So, come on, Chaim No, and Chaim Kiyevsky, Mr. Kirel, say, you want to put sugar on top of your strawberries, on top of your grapefruits. You have a bayah, just like salt has a problem. Strawberries and grapefruits, you have the same problem. Therefore, what are you going to do to eat your strawberries? You get the halacha, you dip and eat. Dip and eat, halacha and sevdalit.
Strawberries anyway. I'll tell you can have.
The grapefruit, dip and eat. Asad HaSheni, the Numus HaKhoinen point out, disagree, whether it's a B'yashiv, or the Olatzian, or Bani Yosef, or Chodeshani. They come along from two avenues. One they want, tiny is, Chazal was Grazer. Says the B'yashiv, Chazal will not Grazer on sugar, only on salt, we keep it on salt and that's it. Aleph. Second, come along with Shlomo Zalman with the ice in the taino, at least they're telling him, he seemed to agree with this Yisrael over here, that salt, Be'etzim wasn't doing, it changes the thing itself. It softens, it hardens it, there's a catalyst to make something happen that changes over here. Sugar, what in essence it's doing, it's Be'etzim just protecting the thing that nothing should affect it. It's not changing the fruit, not changing the vegetable, whatever you're putting sugar upon, nothing's happening to the thing itself. The only thing you're doing is you're protecting other things not to affect it. You want taina, that's not ma'abed. Ma'abed is the gufa dova, the chetzel shibai. Sugar is not affecting the chetzel shibai, it's protecting other things from affecting it. Ke'ein, preservatives itself. Can you use preservatives on Shabbos? So the Chodeshani was real obach. Preservatives, what they're doing, they're just killing the chaydaikim, the germs. They're killing the bacteria. Therefore, this way, nothing else should affect it. For this reason, they want taina, therefore it's mutter. Again, the Pesukei Teshuvah is bringing down the Chodeshani, he says, somehow, preservatives are mutter. He says, understand, what's the difference between this case and all cases of Abed? He wants to ask them, Luthani Makar. Again, as far as like the Chodeshani says, certain things are protecting it, and not Be'etzim affecting it. Ke'ein, can you vacuum pack something? Haha, you keep it around. It's being preserved for a long time. Anyone will ask you to vacuum pack something on Shabbos? You know what? I can't put something in the refrigerator. Because you know what? It's preserving it. No, anyone understands the refrigerator is fine, the vacuum pack is fine. So preserves them, and the same thing as sugar, the same idea is fine. I now might see someone that want to disagree. Let's say a kid's tooth falls out on Shabbos. I know the feeling. And the question is, what the ace of the doctor say? It's put inside milk. So they discuss, can you put the tooth inside milk to preserve it, to bring it back to the doctor, so they can put it back inside the kid? But the kids usually don't put it back, but the adults, they do put it back. So that's at least what happened by me. So they discuss what to go do with the case of the tooth. So they discuss, mitzad the sugya mukso, you have to deal with. Eichna, I mean, not that simple. Mitzad the sugya of preserving it, again, what are you really doing? You're not affecting the tooth. You're making sure nothing affects it. You're making sure the outside bacteria or germs or other things are not affecting it. Eichna, it should be a case that's mutter over here. They do discuss putting on lemon juice on guacamole, on avocado. Is that mutter or asr? What exactly is happening over there? So, when the Chodeshani says over the soro, they want some mechab between the things that are preserving it to changing it, he says, by the case of preservatives, lemaisa, that a case that is mutter. Mash enki guacamole, by avocado, he says, about the changing of the gova dover. And therefore, putting lemon juice on avocado, lemaisa is asr.
And mix the lemon juice and the salt first and
then just lemon juice in and of itself is a problem, he says.
Yeah, but just
without salt. The lemon juice in and of itself, you want to say it's ulcer.
Yeah, I mean, just like the salt together.
If it were, if they cast out each other, maybe. I tell Shani the Sefer Torah is Chaim. He said yes, it was real opak. He wants to disagree. He wants to say it does not make it hard over here. No active confusion to avocado. In my say, he wants to say it's motor. A little bit confused why that's so, because in my say, I think it does change it. Doesn't make it softer, doesn't make it harder, but makes it softer, the avocado. And the soil like the Chodeshani should be, that changes the texture, makes it softer, should be a problem over here.
What about Daimash as Chazal?
What?
Like
the second soil you might have. Maybe, but the Maise, once. Fine, that's Sif Gimel. Kemal Sif Dalit says, so when the Maise, what are the Kalalim over here? Then we come on the Mechaber and he says, certain times it's not Nichol and Isser, and other times yes. Well, Biki comes out among the Chayiskim, there seem to be two main Mahalchim. There's a Trumas and Deshan brought down by the Beis Yosef and the Taz. Taz Betzma is Machlokes among the Shainim. And then we have the Magavam according to the Bach. The way the Trumas and Deshan comes out, what's the Locha Medinoi? We're discussing Medinoi and then there'll be the Minig. Medinoi, the words of the Taz comes out, the Isser is either a pile or Laniach. That means it'll be Mutter, either one Lizman. Or you do Echad, Echad, and also B'Shas Achila. That's when it's mutter. Now that's according to Truma Tadeshin. Come on, good times. It says true that Truma Tadeshin wants to be matur in the case of one lesman. Have he says the smag go this way. However, the Ozruah disagrees, and therefore the maskon of the Taz and the Mishru is one lesman who come to us and not like the Truma Tadeshin. That means we have one malach in the Klal Yisrael, the Truma Tadeshin, that the aloch is laniach, it'll be a case that's osir, and the case of also of a pile is osir. And we come along the paskin, then the only time it's mutter, midinoi, is echad echad b'shas achilo. The second malach, midinoi, is again how the Bach is quoted by the Magar Rom. Three is osir, two is a mitzvah b'machmer, and one is mutter b'shas achilo. The Maiso, whether it's the Bach, whether it's the Taz, whether it's Magar Rom, whether it's the Mishrua, they all come out with a minig. Api Maril. Maril, the minig is we dip and eat. That means there are certain times there are Ater Mitzan Midinoi. The aloch is we take the vegetable, we dip and we eat. We do not laniach. We don't do echad echad. We have chashash, maybe it's able to hit other pieces at the same time. What we do, the minig klaisel, is we dip and eat. Now it says the word dip and eat. Kamung Sir Swam, they point out, Lavdav can dip and eat. It means you have one piece in front of you, you can put the salt on top of it and also eat. We do one at a time. One at a time. Now you could ask, you have a toss salad, cut up into very small pieces over here, very tiny ones. If you have a cucumber, a pepper, and a lettuce, and onions, so you pick up the cucumber, and you dip, and you eat, that's how you go do it. So the Bingham Chai Non says, anything that's in your spoon, with one eating, that's considered one thing. That means you can pick up a spoon, put some salt on top of it, and eat it, that's also nothing together being one. That's called dipping and eating over here. The loch and sefei is that we're discussing cases that are mavoshul. Things that are mavoshul, maisi, a lot of salt to eat right away. Lahaniach is osir. Now the question is, why is lahaniach osir? The Taz gets involved with, if it's mitzad the sugya of kvisho, should be mutter. Mitzad the abed, should be osir. I, the mechaber, came along mitzad the sugya of kvisho. They would come along the Taz and says a new reason mitzad the sugya of tercho. Sefei is a nayah sugya of tercho. Maisa Mishabua, read him slowly, he says three reasons why it's ulcer. Number one, he brings down the Taz mitzvah the sugi of Tircho. Number two, he brings down the Levush, not like the Taz, it isn't sugi mitzvah the idea of Kvisho. And number three, he brings down the sugi mitzvah Ma'abed. That means Mishabua has three reasons why to ask the Laniach. Kvisho, Ma'abed, and mitzvah the sugi of Tircho. Now, yeah, Lachana, they bring down the Indian also Lachana. Depends how the Chom of Lachana over here. Now, what is the getter of laniach? What does it mean, laniach? It's the achronim over here, and it's the base, and you back and forth to each other. What does that mean, laniach? That means it's the base, we have a machlokes. Laniach means, does it mean that suda is mutter? The suda afterwards is usher? That's the Magar Rom and others. Or is it said that anything for that Shabbos is mutter, and after Shabbos is usher? That's how Mishmur wants to go against the Rebbe Achronim. Over here also, again, they're sending yourself back and forth to each other. The same sugya, what's laniach mean? That means the Taz seems to go this way, and the Magar Rom is very clear, and the Chayadim, the Graz, they say laniach means it's mutter for this sudo, and not for the next sudo, like I hold him sepeis, the Shitosai. The Eli Rabo, he paskins sepeis, it means the whole entire Shabbos is mutter. He paskins over here also, the whole entire Shabbos is mutter.
The Shmur has a... Does the sudo mean I can prepare something an hour before the sudo, and... Let it sit there and
so the way how in Sebeis, the Machmim, the Magar Rom, sends you the Sugya of Bayer. And whatever it means in Bayer, it'll mean over here, according to the Machmirim, like the Mishmur, does not mean anything to do with Bayer, or Shaychus. What are the Klam of Bayer is? What's the Klam of Bayer? Beis Yitzv over there has five Shitas. What it means in Bayer, that's what it means over here. Mishmur over here, he's a drop less being Makel. I mean, Sebeis has a Vadigal Eli Rabo. Over here, in Paschal Yesh, in Mitzad, like the Eli Rabo, the loch is anything for that day is Nichol Negeder of La'altar, and after Shabbos, Nichol Negeder of Laniach. So it comes out again, you have eggs that are cooked, fish that are cooked, meat that are cooked, anything that's cooked, the salt, Laniach, is mutter. Was Laniach, according to Mishabua, he seems to be going that anything for that Shabbos is Nichol Negeder that is mutter, not like the Magar Rom and Numas Achoinim that say the Geder is Dafka, that Sudo, and not another Sudo. Over here, the place you discuss, what about salting raw meat? That comes along the Mishabura, bring down Magar Rom, that Avad is also. And no one over here salts raw meat, but there's another case of being down, salting raw fish. Says the Mishabua, says the Magavam, very so, salting raw fish, even out to the Zasser. Can you salt sushi? So sushi is raw fish. To eat a little altar. Without putting on shemen. Are you allowed to go do that? Now the Olam here tells me no one does that. We don't salt sushi. Fine, if you don't do it, you don't do it. Not like yeah. But on the tzad that you're the Amoyin Am who does not understand what sushi is, and we put salt on everything. So therefore, are you allowed to do that on Shabbos?
Some of the dips you put sushi in.
The dips is that something in Ma'abe the Kovish? You don't put it in chaymitz, right? You put it into, I don't know, wasabi. No wasabi is. I mean, what wasabi even is. It's a nice word. Fine, but I don't think that applies to Ma'abed over here. Then it's safe for Shabbos Kalocho. If you're salting sushi, it has a klolom like snoin, like radish. And a klolom, you have no all the klolom. That means you cannot salt sushi on Shabbos unless you put on shemen or the klolom to get to the snoin. Now, Sivov, come on, the Mechaber, brings down, a person cannot salt habay pulum vadoshim is bashul b'kli pasan. A person cannot salt a lot of beans that are cooked together with its klipa. Now, what exactly is the issue over here? So first I point out, you have to realize there's a chiddush over here. That we have these fully cooked beans, that are, let's say they're cold on Shabbos. Can you reheat them on Shabbos? They're dry. Ein bishul achal bishul. Avadi can reheat them on Shabbos. Put an overturned pan, make them boiling hot, no problem. We'll overheat them. But it says in Mechaber to salt them, which is otter kvisho, which is otter bishul, is osir. The Chorim point out, Bimma Vucha, that's true or not, is there an act of kvisha after bishul? If the whole entire isir is bishul and bishul itself is mutter, says the Mechaim, no, we see over here in the Mechaber, the isir kvisha, acha bishul, kvisha is only otter bishul. Says the no, I see a light plug over here, a massive chiddush in the Mechaber. Those who want to either argue pshat or want to disagree, but a massive chiddush in the Mechaber that bishul be mutter and kvishul otter bishul, the kvishul be more chomer than the bishul itself. Fine, the we have a get over here, cannot salt these parilim vadoshim harbe lot. What is harbe? What does it mean a lot? What does a lot mean? So the words of the Graz, Shulchan Shlomo, and others say over there, Shulchan Ben Ishchai, more than one is definitely get of a lot. One is mutter. And more than one of my says also. Atzad Hasheni, the way how others seem to go, Shmir Shabbos and Kodeshani, your portion is nichol and ma'at, no matter who, whatever your portion is. Anything more than that, nichol and get it of harbe. Why see me, my colleagues who get to nafkaminas over here? Now, instead over here, these pulum vadoshim with their kliposan. By the pulum, they point out there are two different klipas, the outside klipa, the inside klipa. Is there any chiluk, says the Masham, when the Kavachan, there's no difference. Any klipa that is salty, you cannot do it on Shabbos. Now the question is, l'chura, what is the study of the Isser? The Chodim point out, l'chura, either nichol will get up change the text over here, or nichol will act of kvish over here. If so, what about Arbis? Can you salt Arbis? Is that pulma doshim that you can't salt? Can you, my son, the Arbis has a little small plastic thing around it, the klipa daka, can you salt Arbis? So come on, Numasvarim, they, when they see was Adam, Piskechuvah, and others, they want to tell when it gets fully cooked, therefore they're fully soft over here, to salt them, the maisa does not make them any softer, not change the texture on the arbis, and also not direct to ma'abe to them, to act a kvish over here, it doesn't affect it, and therefore they want to tell them to salt arbis and water. Maestro Rippy points out, really depends. Gets an arbis, they're very soft. Other arbis, when you get them, they're hard. People, I think, like harder ones better than soft ones. Other ones like soft better than hard. If they're hard, the according to soft, to salt arbis, not that simple. It changes the texture. And the is mamash to mechaber over here. Unless you want to know what the definition of harbe is. It's harbe meaning your portion. Then you have a massive bowl of it, you want to salt it. You have to know, is that mutter inside of our sugyo? The swarm seems to be mekel and arbis. They want to know it's fully cooked. So the ribi at least, lot of the fully cooked, 100% soft, you're right. But the hard, yeshlod. Now they come along and they ask a zeichel bandalach. I'm not sure what they are, zeichel bandalach? Lime beans? Come along Nishma Shabbos, the Chelik Levi, and they say zeichel bandalach, lime beans. I think the big things. They say echlami, that's mamash mechaber. You can't salt them. When they're more than the case of harbe. You have to find again, very important, what the case of harbe is. What? I thought it was Arbis, but I see that they Before I thought Zeichel Mandelach wore Arbis, but somehow Zeichel Mandelach they can aser and Arbis beikin they matter. I don't know. I don't know if it is. Now, if so, it is. Can you salt your chillant? Your chillant has all these beans inside. Can you salt your chillant without bishul? Without ma'abe? So we wrote the question to Shmir Shabbat Kol Chosoy, and he says to us, it's not Nechshev Harbe. You know what Harbe meant? A lot, the pot maybe, but not your portion, which again is against Tumas Achronim this way. Rav Nevetzal, he wrote back to us, he says, not Shach Bishul, not Shach Ma'abed. Let me explain why that's so. Once I eat some more turn. This was Shabbos, he wants a taina, it's fully cooked. Plus, there's a lot of juice there. Juice will take away the koyach of the salt. Pashas is, come on, every chul that you have has oil there. It has oil. It's mamish, Ke'in the Magavam says, Yilapop Melech, atop of the Sicha Oif Oidokim. Watch, he already has other juices there. So every chul, as far as I know, has oil there. No matter how dry it is, all has oil there. Before it's mutter, it's how the oil will counteract the act of the salt of there. Otherwise, it's a great question, why is Maisel last salt your chul? Otherwise, it sounds like the Machabish be a problem. Unless you define what the definition of Harbe is. That's been said in the sugya of Melicha. In Melicha, we have to realize, says the Machaber, Melicha is Otto Kvisho. Kovish Kimavoshel. Otto Bishel. So really we have to define, Nochen Issi, after realize it came out from Masugyo, is a person cannot do Kovish and Shabbos. That means you learn the Loch of Bishel, and Simon Ches, it's not there. This is Kvisho and Shabbos, is Derech Agav, in the sugya of Melicha over here, by Machaber and Sif Gimel. That means who says he can do Kvisho and Shabbos, can't marinate? You can't pickle. It's a mechaber over here. Derech agav. So let's go to the basic halachas and get to kvisha now. First, if a person does kvisha on Shabbos, let's say he does do it. Are you even issed there abonon or issed there iso? What's the issue over here? So step by step. So first, what is kvisha? The basic, the simple fein, sif aleph in Yerdeo. Is that kvisha has to be done for 24 hours. Anything less than 24 hours is not kvisha, aleph. Unless it's tzir. Tzir is brawn, very powerful potion. There'll be, in the Shia, today's surah, siach, which is between 6 to 18 minutes. And number 3, chaymitz, what is that? It's machloikis. The shach says that chaymitz is also usher beyond like 6 to 18 minutes. The others want to say, I'm sorry, the shach says 24 hours. The crazy says it's miyad. The Magavram says depends how strong the chaymitz is. And the mishmur that seems to be serious what to go do. Four different cheeses, what is chaymitz? Ready to get crafting to get to us. So the question now is, once we have the gather of chaymitz on Shabbos, is drabonon or deraisa, what are we discussing over here? Let's say a person makes a cucumber salad on Shabbos. Makes it on Shabbos. That means, again, I think everyone knows, you put inside cucumbers, you put inside onions, put chaymitz, put salt, and you let it sit for a bunch of hours to marinate. You do that on Shabbos. What exactly is that? Is kvishan a din deraisa or not? It says the prishan yodei and sim kofei are bringing a raya claw the kvisha on Shabbos and deraisa. You know why? Mechaba bayos. Mechaba says melicha zat kovish. Kovish kumavoshol. If kvisha is only the abonon, it'll be a gzeiro l'gzeiro. Melicha the kvisha. Kvisha utter bishol. Says the placey of being a wife from our sugya over here. Says the yavit and simon shenchof by us on Shabbos. Echnami is not the av bishul; it's a toldo bishul. And therefore, I the meisel. When did the malacha happen? Says the yavit it started on Shabbos. Miradover. Let's say a person puts food on the fire at the end of Shabbos and gets cooked after Shabbos. No bishul happened on Shabbos. Are you even is there a bishul or not? The big mavucha among the achrayim, among the paiskim, ma'aser that those who are tiny, even the iser bishul, even though it did not happen till after Shabbos, because your pula happened on Shabbos. Says the yavetz, he passes this way. He says once you did it on Shabbos, it comes and takes 24 hours. You make your cucumber salad on Shabbos and only get marinated Sunday morning. You even iser deraisa told the bishul. Says the yavetz. I says then Yehuda, where's the ish over here? He says you say the bishul on Shabbos. Is changing the gufa dover, be misakin it. Just like by bishul's misakin it, we're doing by the act of kvishas also be misakin it. There's no difference. Yeah, and therefore, the Archa Shulchan also goes this way.
But it didn't happen later on.
Correct. It happened later on. But since you did a pool on Shabbos, it's like planting seeds on Shabbos. It only takes root 3 days later on Tuesday. But also, you put the food on the fire on Shabbos. That's what's your malach in the gate to Bishul. You're even the Isra on Shabbos.
I mean, more than just take it later, it's a process.
It starts now. That's the words of the Yaivitz is it starts now. And therefore, since even though it happened afterwards, so what? Therefore, one time I walked into somebody's house, Shabbos morning, they had a cucumber salad. It was come out clear, it was freshly made. I asked them to know what happened. So yeah, last night, after the meal, we cut up, made it, and they served it over here. Very nice for Shabbos morning, a wonderful meal, cucumber salad. So the question now is, if it's deraisa, can you eat it on Shabbos? Portion of Kamino. People do not know this halacha. They cannot make cucumber salad on Shabbos. If it's Isra Raisa, you can't eat it.
There's no
matzah. Asana Sheni. Come on, you know this. Asana Sheni. The simple understanding that even though that everyone knows the get to transferring tam, your day sim kofei, there are four things: the sli and the special, and the kovish kumavosul, and the idea of licha kuresayach. But the get to Shabbos, it's true. The get to transferring tam, there are four things. That's tam, the sin is tam. Negeir to Shabbos, or negeir to Pasuk B'chol, the sugi is bishul. The sugi is eish. The sugi is fire. You have no fire to change the mohusa dover. That's not what it was in the Mishkan. That's not nechel negeir to bishul. And therefore, the Prima Gunnam writes in Shunyuches, any your day is simon kofei, says, Vade poshu the borer. A vade no dinderice over here. It can't be. Bishul mamish. There's no fire. I, the Rambam, he says, no right from the Rambam. The Rambam means what? It's case of Mlicha, or to Kvisha, or to Bishul, but you have to say Kulichal Xeri. Forget, he said, no right from the Rambam. And therefore, the Graz, and the Chayodim, and the Chokhmah Zodim, the Mishmur by Ossi writes, Vavada ein bar chiev, she'en ha told us or, Mishmur by Ossi, Sevkon Chav Aleph writes, Avada not shaykh to the right from. Only a case to the Abonim. And that's been Iker, Roy, but Pesach can go this way. What?
The Rav says,
to Abonim. To Abonim. That means, what is our sugya? Our sugya is Mlich or to Kvisha. What is Kvisha? It's Rabban Deraisa. Do we have a right from the Chabar or not? Right from the Rambam or not? Those are one time Deraisa. Roy Paiskim say, no, Deraisa, the get to Nesina's time, you're right. The get to Bishul on Shabbos. That's Eish, that's fire. That Avadanat. Not like the Night of Yudah. They have only get of Rabbanon. If it's Rabbanon, we'll come out. This, the cucumber salad the person served. A Shegi Rabbanon, the Lochan Shemin Shin Yechest, Avadi can eat it. Not a problem. No, but that's in that case.
If he mixed the vinegar and salt.
Oh, okay.
If he mixed the vinegar and salt first, and then puts it in, can he make it like a chil if he's planning on eating it before
24 hours? No. We'll get this. No. Maybe. No. Now, I'm saddest to Rabbonim, which I think Ikeda Pesh Girl, again, which was very clear, a battery passes to Rabbonim. Why is it to Rabbonim for? That means the Mechab is very clear, the Ramam is Kavish, Otto, Mevoshul. Shek Bishul is Dereisa, Kvish is to Rabbonim. What does Rashi vs. Yosei hold? They agree to Kvisha Otto Bishul, but we're not going to take Malicha Otto Kovish? Well, no, Kvisha itself is only Osir Mitzam Abed. Says the Chayodim, says the Graz, here also Rashi disagrees. Rashi also says Kvisha is also Mitzam Abed. That means you had an option to say Rashi doesn't want to say Malicha, it's too far. Malicha Otto Kovish, Otto Bishul, that's Xero. But Kvisha, Vada, I agree. Says the Graz and the Chayodim, even Rashi understands that Kvisha itself is also Mitzal Sugim Abed. Changing the texture. But Rabbonim, Badi Rabbonim.
So it's
Malicha to Kavish Atum Abed? Malicha to Kavish Atum Abed. No. Kvisha Atum Abed, Malicha Atum Abed, Yifu Atum Abed. Now let's go through cases. Again, I said until now, a cucumber salad. Let's analyze that true or not. That means again, a cucumber salad has chaymut inside, has salt inside, onions and cucumbers. Again, I assume everyone knows what that is. Very simple thing. Now, it sounds like for the Mishmur, what he's discussing, the cucumber inside, it sounds like he's discussing the Aseret. Sounds like that's his case. Again, Labdak is the same case in the Mishnah Berurah. The question is, when we're doing it only for taste, let's say you're not coming to marinate it, only for taste, not doing act of kvisha. That means, let's say it's Shabbos morning, the meal is coming in a half hour, an hour, and you want to make it right now for the meal. Is that going to be mutter or osir? It's for now. So, there's a sefer Eitzes on Shabbos. He has a bunch of tshuvos about this question. He wants a tiny note. If you're doing it only for tam, the maaseh mutter. mice have a hard time to understand, because the ingredients you're putting inside is possible whether there's some get left over or nothing gets left over. The act they're doing is something that the Be'etzim does marinating, except you choose not to. You choose to eat it. Why should that be mutter? Just like by salting and coming to Aser, it's only by case of Kvisha, your mom is doing that, which Malik is utter kovish. So the kovish should be Aser. Take it a step further. They get to coleslaw. Can you make that on Shabbos? That means Rafal, to the same rights, you cannot make coleslaw. And that, if you think about the Pashas, again, the het of oil works for Malicha, takes away the karech of the melech. To marinate, there is no het of oil. You can't do kvisha. Let's say, we'll get to what he's saying. That means first, marinate, there is no heter. Pickling, there is no heter. Kvisha, there is no heter. That is insulting. Not a kvisha in and of itself. So, basically, you take out the cookbook, they do different recipes for coleslaw. There's one recipe they call a dressing for the coleslaw, and one's called a marinate for the coleslaw. So, I wrote to a Berkowitz, the email, I asked him, let's say I put a dressing to do an act of kvisha, or I put something to marinate to eat right away. Switch it. Do we go after the dressing? Do we go after what your das is? What comes to answer it? He comes and says, all coleslaw on Shabbos, everything is mutter, could not be done for 24 hours. It cannot lead to the act of kvisha. You plan to leave it for after Shabbos, you have a bayah. You plan to eat it on Shabbos, no problem. Same thing we'll say by the case of the cucumber salad. Same idea. You plan to eat it right away. Since he passes the halacha of kvisha, even by chaymitz, I know he passed away in Issa v'Heter. It's 24 hours. Not like the crazy. Not like the Mogavram, he holds his way. Therefore, unless it's very, very strong, for this reason he holds, it'll never be 24 hours, never an act of kvisha, therefore it's mutter. Lulay, Mr. Fino, let's analyze it. Salting is usur, because it looks like kvisha. I'm doing everything that looks like kvisha, except I'm eating it in less time. In the whole looking like kvisha, God will make kvisha itself. If you can ask them malicha otter kvisha, how long can you be matter a marinating dressing inside your coleslaw because you can eat in less time than 24 hours? In the whole near kvisha, everyone sees marination, everyone sees the coleslaw, putting one together, the guy does not know you can eat in less than 24 hours, avada should be also.
It's
part and parcel of this gzeira over here. If malicha is otter kvisha, there's still a case of kvisha over here. Not like a burger tied up to me, I'm making up my own gzeira. I asked him this one. He told me, you're making up your own gzeira. I'm like, not making up my own gzeira. This is a mamish what Chazal is saying. This is a mamish what it is.
It's like salting on cucumber for 24 hours until the next day.
Like
we were saying, on cucumber.
You're saying it's
also,
you're right, it's
also.
Once the next week we dip and eat one
to leave
the minute. The Taz asks, Mishmur says ulcer. Mishmur says leaving one could be over his ulcer. Taz is machlokes, so is ruined, smag and smag. Again, he holds if you do it any time on Shabbos, you can do it last night, but today's the meal, no problem. Again, he holds you can do it Friday night. After look at Neiris, you want to serve a shop this morning, no problem. It looks, I'm putting the same in the cookbook. I asked him, you take the marinating dressing that's made to marinate it and put it in, and he said, mutter. If you want to tell me the dressing one, I hear your taino. The dressing one, I hear. He told me, even the marinating one, this is the side of the Isser. Malicha Atar Kovash. This is Mamish near Kovash. Machaber, 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 Machaber. We go like Machaber. Chosh for the Machaber.
100%.
What? Again, to make coleslaw for 24 hours is also. Don't argue the point. That's marinating it. Now, I plan to eat less than 24 hours. Again, I take the two different dressings. The dressing is marinating. A person sees marinating going into coleslaw. That's all I see. That means that's the pulo you're doing. You're doing a pulo that clearly looks like kvisha. So, the 2 points. First of all, I did 24 hours. He's passing that way, which against the crazy to do with spice in the Yoruba. This Malik is onto this. I'm doing this. You can argue the point.
If it's artificial, then I have
another case, making a bean salad on Shabbos. Again, I think every bean salad on Shabbos should be a problem. Because ba'etz and meat salad are made to marinate. Anyway, ask any of the girls. That's supposed to do with it. Bean salad, not just for the taste.
Unless you have leftovers after the
that's an interesting question. Going to Berkowitz, what to go do with it? That's a great question. You have leftovers. Going to him. No, that's a great question. Are you even answering? I don't know. Same thing. Same thing. If a person has a schmaltz herring, that means he wants to put it inside take the schmaltz herring, and he wants to add onions and scallions and make this thing on Shabbos. Make it very schmaltzy on Shabbos. You go do it. So Berkowitz says that he says most schmaltz herrings you want to make on Shabbos is not very, very, very schmaltzy like this here. On Shabbos, no problem. You want to make schmaltz herring on Shabbos. He says you make the powerful ones. You're very echlam, then you have a bayak. Why? Because like tzir, 6 to 18 minutes. But otherwise, most small serings and Shabbos says maisi can make on Shabbos. It's a chiddush otzim. Chiddush otzim. Maisi, you're making mamish. You're pickling. It comes out as pickled. That means your cucumbers, again, let's think about it. Your cucumber salad you made last night, next morning you serve it, people see it being pickled. Your schmaltz herring, you come out back a couple hours later, you see it being schmaltz and pickled. And that's going to be mutter.
Yeah,
because there's no dinner 24 hours.
There's a chiluk between 6 hours and 24 hours. It tastes a lot better after 24 hours.
That's true. But a person sees cucumber salad pickled. I see it served on Shabbos morning pickled.
But it's not
it
pickled.
Looks pickled. It is.
Not
more.
I don't care what it looks like. It's not pickled.
Now, that is the son of this in New York. This is New York. This is New York.
This is
New York.
This is
New York. This is New York. This is New York. This is New York. This is itself.
Artificial.
This is not pickled. This is
24
hours. This is not pickled.
If a Malicha is Osir because it looks like Kovish, this. Malicha looks like Kovish. Malicha, you sold vegetables. I have a question. Solding vegetables looks like kvisho, but I have a pickled. I have a cucumber salad that was made last night that even looks like pickled. Let's think about it. A cucumber and an onion to salt it. That's osir. That's kovish. But I have a pickle thing. No, that's not kovish.
The
only time you can say against me, I'm making my own gezeirah. But I can't believe making my own gezeirah. It's the same thing.
Is the issue the action or is the issue of the mara? What I see afterwards, the outcome.
Malicha's up to this.
The action,
I see pickled cucumbers. I see it.
And I see you go cutting cucumbers and making cucumbers.
I came to someone's house. I saw it professionally made. The night before, it was clearly pickled. I see schmaltz herring. Last night he made it. Schmaltz herring on Shabbos you can make. That's pickling! That's Bobby Shulman. Most of
this. He wouldn't have told you.
Fine.
He wouldn't have told you. You would have had a problem?
People do assume I have problems with, yes.
So if you wouldn't have told you, what have you known? But he didn't know that.
Now, to do when a person does an act of kvisho, let's say he did it during the week. Now he wants to do an act of bishul acha kvisho. Is it a bishul acha kvisha? Did the rice or did the rabbi as a mutter?
What do you personally do?
Kvisha's
the
first
one.
Stays out of the kitchen.
I tell my wife, we don't marinate on Shabbos. And she understands that to mean we don't marinate. She understands that. Every girl understands you don't marinate on Shabbos. Make a salad the night before is marinating it. We don't make every person who does not know the sugya, does not know the idea of 24 hours, if you tell them don't marinate, they won't make the night before. That's the biggest right to the Isser. Because you tell a person don't marinate, they won't make it the night before. That's the biggest right.
Is marinating kvisha?
Again, because you're alarmed in the 24 hours do din.
I'm
asking that you're alarmed. No one will argue the point. But basically, you tell any person in the kitchen, this is marinating. Marination, right?
Okay.
Tell any girl not to marinate. They won't make it.
So go in and say,
they won't.
Don't
that's a not marinate, don't pickle. Tell them the same thing. They won't
don't
do
say
it.
Don't say don't marinate, don't pickle.
Same thing.
They're not.
Kovish means any of these aspects. Now, the Mai said to do an act of Kvisha Acha Bishel, or Bishel Acha Kvisha. So there is an interesting Shuvah Mahava. It says, Master Chiddush, Kvisha Kamavoshal. So you already did Bishel. So no act of Bishel Acha Bishel. It's a Bishel Acha Kvisha. Maisa, the Primogodim, Shinuches says, Posh, not the way. What's Nafkamino? Whatever this cost is, when you put your Mlachon Chamutzim next to your Shalmi Kogel, couldn't you have no question? It's Motor. You know, Bishlach HaKvisho. Can you have your coleslaw next to your Chulant? Whatever this cost is, you're cooking the coleslaw, it's no Isser, because no Isser Bishlach HaKvisho. Maisa, we hold it is Isser Bishlach HaKvisho. So back to the question, can you have Mlachon Chamutzim next to your Shalmi Kogel? Now, which really is the case, is that it's a kvishacha kvisho. Avader, no bishacha bisho, no kvishacha kvisho. That's a simple understanding. If so, at least a practical example, what happens when a person, he has sour pickles, lafum chamutzim, he takes them out of the jar, and now he wants to put them back. Can you put them back on Shabbos? You're putting back in the brine, and they can stay for 24 hours. According to everybody, it should be a problem. Can you take your herring out of your dip? Too much herring. I don't know why that should be. And then you put it back. Fine. Is there a problem putting it back inside the brine on Shabbos? So, that's when there really, there are two cases to analyze. Those who want to know, all cases are mutter. Seen that way from Mincha Shabbos, the Yisra Moshe, you want to tie it even in a case that's not fully pickled already. No one sees an active kvish over here. And therefore, they want to tie it, you can always put it back. It seems to me that most of them make a chalik. There are two different types that a person can put back. There's those that you buy from the store, those that my father makes, or people make, my brother makes. Those you buy from the store, they seem to have a certain acidity base. That means they're already fully made. Like stay on the shelf for 6 months, 3 years, won't make a difference. You put them back, nothing will change. Even if you buy the half-sour ones, in this country you don't see it come up, but in America, the half-sour ones, the acidity base is also, they're kept to the level, they'll always be half-sour. You put them back and forth, and not make a difference. However, therefore, putting them back at Shabbos, and kvish achat kvish should not be a problem. However, the homemade sour pickles, the homemade herring, mice, you take them out, they're not ready yet. Or they are ready, but we want to be more ready. Putting them back, strike a taino that there is a baya, just like by the sugya of Michael ben Nesoy, to cook it more is an ism inside the sugya of Bishol, who would nichol get a Michael ben Nesoy, and putting these back on Shabbos, if a baya, keeping it for 24 hours, or putting the herring back that's homemade, the pickles back that are homemade, they're not finished yet, you should have a problem over here. Now, I do see a double fine team they bring down that he wants to say even the store ones that are half sour should be ulcer. I'm not sure if that's so, unless you want to argue the point with the Metzius is.
Once you put it in the fridge, the one that you make on the counter, once you put it in the fridge, it hammers the meaning it slows it down tremendously.
The store ones?
Overnight, enough.
The store ones, the house ones?
Not the house ones, no.
The store ones are finished. Don't find it. Ask the store ones even half sour. The house ones, it still affects it.
Most people who are using it, once they start using it, they put it in the fridge.
But a lot of people are putting it back because mom is for care because it's not ready even. That's what they took and they're putting it back. Or even they're not putting it because it's not ready. The mice, it does affect it. If you have bayam, it's on the sugya of kovish after something that's not fully mavushal. Fully kovish over here. I think you not put back homemade cucumber salad and homemade what? Cucumber salad? Cucumber salad? Can you put back cucumber salad? Yes, give me Rob Berkowitz. Again, a cucumber salad itself has a problem.
We didn't make it on Shabbos.
Can you put it back? We didn't make it on Shabbos. Can you put cucumber salad back? It makes it worse. Does it make it worse?
It was already
cold. No, again, I think most cucumber salads, if you do it correctly, they're finished already. There's nothing more to happen. If you did it correctly, again, sometimes you get them, they're still hard. Not finished yet. They're not done yet. You might have a problem putting them back. Echlami. If the cucumber salad, the cucumbers are still hard, they'll have a problem.
Coleslaw, same thing.
If you make the ones, I actually had a simcha recently, and the person did not know you're supposed to marinate it, and you put everything in, and they served it right before the share brothers, and they were like, what is this coleslaw? And they pushed it, no, some people don't know them, but see, guys are in charge. Fine, but the maestro, if you make it fully, correctly, if it comes to affect it, you're doing an active creature.
No, I'm saying, let's say I take out homemade, let's say, pickles.
Right.
I put it into a bowl, the drop of sauce in the bottom. That's considered I took it out?
Yes, because the sauce, a little bit on the bottom will only affect a little bit on the bottom. To cover the whole thing won't be affecting it, and therefore putting it back, you're affecting it. I think.
So what's the
eitzah?
That would
mean
just serving it in the full juice?
The eitzah has to have the ready
made.
Let's
put
like a whole tub.
I know 24 hours is enough. If it's not fully colored, it won't be enough. So Maisa comes in, okay, just to be clear, the Shlomo Zalman and Avozer and others, they come along the machab, whether it's homemade or not homemade, really, chilek is fully pickled, not fully pickled. My Ben Hashem on the Bechino is next Sunday. We have week Chazara, a lot of time Chazara. There's a lot to acquire and to know over here. Ben Hashem Chabura will be Wednesday. If I see Chabura is going to be too long, it'll be Wednesday and Thursday. That's local.
Shkoya! I'm going to go to the sheep.